The Seer, a prequel to The Stone of Knowing, The Stone Cycle, written by Alan N. Packer, narrated by Greg John. Chapter 1. Kalvor bent low to the ground, studying the signs. To his practiced eye, they were easy to read. Not just one person, but several had passed this way. Recently. The village must be nearby. His quarry was surely within reach at last. For months he had searched for the woman. At first his efforts had been entirely in vain. Later he had little more to go on than hints and vague whispers. Kalvor had not been dismayed. There was a reason Lord Dretrath chose him for this kind of assignment. The hunt had led him south beyond the borders of Rogand, deep into the northern forest of Lestinor. The woman he sought avoided towns and cities, choosing instead to live in lightly populated areas. But the entire region was filled with the rumor of her. Either she knew nothing about hiding herself effectively, or she didn't bother to try. She was foolish indeed if she didn't try. Remaining hidden would have required her to stop using her special gift. Apparently that was a limitation she was unwilling to accept. It still wasn't easy to find her. No one would tell him exactly where she was. The common people revered her and protected her, even at personal risk to themselves. A string of violent encounters had testified to that. Her talents were in demand, though, and her visitors left trails for those able to read them. He wondered if she knew he was coming for her. Perhaps she would flee. He licked his lips involuntarily at the prospect. Hunting was so much more satisfying when the rabbit decided to run. It wouldn't save her. He was no ordinary hunter. He was the best. And he never gave up. The sun had barely risen when Kalvor finally reached the location he had been seeking. The village stood beside a small river, consisting of little more than a few rude huts. Between the huts and the river lay a cultivated patch protected from the river by a simple levee. He observed the village from a distance for the entire morning, staying out of sight. None of the villagers appeared to be armed. They were woefully unprepared for the arrival of someone like him. He saw no sign of the woman. If she was in the village, though, it wasn't difficult to guess where she might be. One of the huts was attracting much more than its share of attention. People had come and gone constantly as he watched. He waited until the sun had passed its zenith. Then he simply walked into the village. He didn't doubt for a moment his ability to deal with whatever he might find there. He went straight to the hut he had been watching, without introduction or ceremony.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?